A direct response. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden delivered a rebuttal to Russian President Vladimir Putin during his address in Poland.
President Biden says Putin's reasoning for war in Ukraine is dead wrong.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
The president called the war a tragedy that need not have happened and that it could end with a single word. President Biden said continued conflict reveals a reality.
If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine.
And that is why the U.S. and NATO are committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Putin, during his State of the Nation address, also suspended Moscow's participation in the last remaining nuclear pact with the U.S., but he said Russia isn't withdrawing from the pact yet. The foreign ministry said Moscow would respect the caps on nuclear weapons. Preparations underway in the upper Midwest ahead of what's expected to be a monster winter storm that could bring bitter cold, blizzard conditions, and up to 2 feet of snow. Forecasters say up to 40 million people could be affected.
In total, just under 2 feet of snow could fall in the Twin Cities. Schools are shutting down for Wednesday and Thursday, and major travel impacts are expected at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Firefighters and police are warning folks that response times will become delayed as this storm ramps up. The message from officials is that the best thing to do is just to hunker down and stay put. And today, people have been stocking up on essentials and getting ready for the big storm.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Minneapolis. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern Railway to pay for the cleanup of the train derailment and chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio, as it takes charge of long-term recovery efforts. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other son of a once prominent attorney accused of killing his wife and younger son has testified before a jury in South Carolina.
Attorneys for Alex Murdaugh called his older son Buster to the stand. He said his father called him the night his mother Maggie and brother Paul were killed to say they'd been shot.
Yeah, his demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broken down.
Buster said he didn't leave his dad's side for the next several days. Prosecutors had argued Alex tried to stash something at his mother's house a few days after the murders. The defense played the audio again of Alex telling law enforcement, "It's so bad. They did them so bad." One investigator said he'd heard Alex say, "I did them so bad." But Buster testified Alex said they, and that he made similar statements in the days following the murders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A theft ring striking in New Orleans, targeting Mardi Gras revelers.
They're being dubbed the Mardi Gras bandits. Four suspected thieves from Miami who police say flew to New Orleans in an effort to pickpocket dozens of iPhones and other items from parade attendees. One victim was able to track his stolen iPhone to an Airbnb in Tickfaw, Louisiana. And when police issued a search warrant, they say they found 40 stolen iPhones in the home. Authorities are asking anyone who was a victim of a pickpocketing over the weekend in the St. Charles area of New Orleans to file a report with the New Orleans Police Department. All four suspects were charged with possession of stolen property. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The trial of the four-day work week in Britain, billed as the world's largest, has found most employees are less stressed, less burned out, and have better work-life balance. The findings from the University of Cambridge, Boston College, and other researchers show that most of the 61 companies that participated from June to December will keep going with a shorter week. The companies say revenue stayed the same once over the trial period, and some said it grew compared with the same period a year earlier. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.